This year's auto show has been highlighted by a number of luxury and concept vehicles on display. Among them, self-driving vehicles were one of the big drawers. Two self-driving cars developed by Chang'an Automotive Group became a focus as they were driven to the show here in Beijing from Chang'an's facility in Chongqing, which is around 2,000 kilometers away. Chang'an President Zhu Ronghua says they are pleased with the progress they have been making in self-driving vehicles.
I think the test was very successful. We have proved that the technology is mature enough and can adjust to different road conditions. At the same time, we have also collected lots of data on road conditions and the natural environment to lay a solid foundation for further research and development.
Energy-efficient technology is another highlight at this year's Beijing Auto Show. Around 12% of all the vehicles featured at this year's show were new energy models, with most of them fully electric. Chinese authorities say they hope to have 5 million electric vehicles on the road by the year 2020. This push towards electric vehicle has prompted domestic car manufacturers in China to spend around $6 billion into new energy technology over the past 5 years. Lorraine Yan is the CEO of the Chinese new technology joint venture between BYD and Daimler. She admits they still have a long way to go to convince the driving public in China that electric vehicles are a good option.
People always compare electric vehicles with fuel-driven cars and believe that electric cars still require improvement in their technology.
This year's Beijing Auto Show has also featured the world's first mass-produced car with built-in internet access. It has been jointly developed by the Shanghai-based SAIC and Alibaba. Liu Tao is the head of planning and branding for SAIC.
It can connect to your internet account through the super account in the car, allowing you to use the internet conveniently and safely.
This year's event also featured a number of new luxury vehicles on display. Ge Shu Wen is with FAW Volkswagen.
We can see great potential in the Chinese luxury market. Right now, luxury vehicles make up around 18% of all the passenger vehicles on the road in the United States. The rate is around 30% in Europe. But in China, the rate is only about 10%. We expect a greater demand for luxury vehicles in the Chinese market as the economy continues to grow and people's incomes continue to grow.
This year's Beijing Auto Show saw around 1,600 exhibitors and 800,000 visitors flock to Beijing to participate. For CRI, I'm Ding Hun.